to make any comment on it. Say goodbye. Yes. Welcome to the beginning of Get This Around the Nation. That was Hunters and Collectors. You're listening to Triple M. Who's hosting today? Well, it'd be me, Tony Martin.
Yeah, he's learned how to say.
Congratulations. We've got Ian Cleverley, who's got some great material in front of him. He's ready to go.
He's in lamb.
And of course, pushing the buttons, it's Richard Marsland with your choice of prize packs.
Once with Brian Burke, or dinner and a strip show with Rupert Murdoch in the cowboy.
Well, what a choice. What a choice. Now, we just realised this morning, I think we did mention it last week, It's cause for celebration almost. It's our 300th show.
Wow. The best thing I could find to notice
is this is a great celebration. I mean, you shouldn't really celebrate 300.
Really?
Well, it's 100.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
And then 500.
As if.
But given that we're unlikely to get that far, we thought we'd better stay
on 300.
Make the most of it while we can. I figure that, you know, okay, it's not a massive celebration, but we do need something special happening in the studio. Maybe an event, an in-studio event.
I've organised something very interesting.
Have you?
I have actually, as Richard Marsland gives Warwick Kappa a genital sponge bath.
Right. That's good stuff.
But he is grateful. Isn't that nice?
Wow. Celebrate time. This is how we're going to celebrate. You know what this is? This is a chance to play something from the archives. Look, you're checking out my T-shirt, aren't you, Ed?
Yeah, oh, it's bizarre. I don't know.
What is it? This is something my wife got for me.
It says, it's black, and it, listeners, imagine a fitted shirt that on tone looks
loose.
It's like a drape that you'd put over an old piano.
I can't read this writing. Is that invoking Satan? Because I'd hate to be doing that in this time slot.
It's something along the lines of flying North attack or something.
Yeah, it feels like a Baz Luhrmann journey more than a shirt. I'm not sure what it is.
I love it. I like it, though.
But here's what we're going to do. You know, occasionally we'll play something that we can't put on the podcast or on the website due to those
people. Don't own
the music. Due to this annoying idea that people should be paid for their work.
I hate that idea.
I hate it. I thought John Howard was getting rid of that.
Yeah, I don't know what it's about.
Damn musicians wanting their royalties. Well, here's something we get a lot of requests for. I don't think we've played it this year. It's time to go Behind the Rock.
This week on Triple M, Behind the Rock.
I was the all-time queue operator at the Top of the Pops on the night that Simple Minds did the song from the Breakfast Club, Dungeon Graphics, for your about me for the very first time. And the God Almighty concert, what basically happened was that the whole thing was not totally prepared. I think the song had even been written that afternoon down the pub by mistake. I think somebody was knocking it up for the end credits of the Don Hughes film, and everyone just thought that, she would do it to the vision bit, because I think they've got 755 end credits on the 12-month period, and somehow Mines got it, and there we all were at the OTP. And I've got everything else about. And it wasn't all there for Jim Kerr, who, bless his heart, had a poor job, but was, crouching. How did he get you so far? He did a lot of crouching. I think he packed about 3.5 minutes of crouching, but the audience, I think, were eventually wrong to him. And,
I'm
anthem here at Get This on Triple M, where we're celebrating 300 glorious shows by doing exactly what we normally do.
Fantastic.
What have you got on the menu in front of you there, Ed?
I finished the soup, which was broccolini and sweet potato. And I'm trying to lick the... it comes in a quite a deep styrofoam container.
Yeah.
I can't get my tongue all the way down to the bottom to lick the bottom of it. And then it collects on the bottom of my chin, really. And I look like I'm wearing a soup goatee for the rest of the day.
You've got to want it. You've got to want it.
Maybe you just need a bib and, I don't know, a raincoat. Just need some
someone to feed me.
Clothing.
You need a slip and slide of soup.
See, I think you would love my mouth open.
Yeah.
We need one of those things they have over the salad bar, those first bits.
You two need a sneeze guard.
That's what we need.
Over us. Because if it gets caught, see, listen to this. That'll flick soup right at your ear.
Yeah, okay, there's the segment.
Just hit our producer.
Well done. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to try and contact a man on the other side of the world. The Edinburgh Festival is going on.
Absolutely.
And the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Mm. Haven't heard much about it.
Yeah.
And the news over here.
Very poor coverage.
Surely someone's kicking gold. Our man on the spot is Greg Fleet. You know Greg Fleet, the inventor of Jumper Pants. God knows what time it is. Mr. Mark on his dialing.
Yep.
To make contact. Our man at the Edinburgh Festival. Gregory Fleet.
Hello.
Is that Gregory Fleet?
Yes, indeed, my boy.
This is like applause. Why, what's going on with your season?
Oh, no, it's fine. It's going really well.
Yeah.
I'm just pretending. I'm just being humble.
How many per night?
Oh, at least 20.
How many stars in the Scotsman?
None yet.
None? A no-star review? Or just no review?
No review yet.
Okay, fair enough.
I've had 5 before, so really it's all downhill from here, darling.
Wasn't that over the course of 4 years, though?
5 years. I got 1 a year.
Fleetie, it's Ed here. You're sounding quite posh. Have you got in with a toffee crowd?
My boy, I'm doing theatre.
Oh.
I'm in theatre. I'm not some scummy little Melbourne comic, my boy. I'm on the world stage.
And what are you doing to make it a world stage-worthy production?
We do a little film noir bit at the beginning, and that sort of dresses it up as something more interesting than it really is. It's just a whole series of jokes with me, me saying them.
And, Greg, what is the talk of Edinburgh?
The complete lack of anything edible is quite a good talking point here.
Yeah, but that's traditional. That's every year, though, isn't it?
It's got so massive. There's, like, I think there's 35,000 shows on in the time slot I'm in. It's actually twice as big as the last time I was here, but it's quite good, you know. There's a lot of people who are really tough and who scream at you in the street. I had a drunk guy the other day walking down the street abusing haggis.
Yeah, well, it's been getting away with it for too long.
Yeah, but it made me feel good. It made me feel less insane than I actually am. To go, well, I'm not walking down the street abusing blood sausage, so, you know, things could be worse.
You were having a quiet conversation with a packet of Lifesavers, which was nice.
Yeah, you know, and pretty Aussie too, you know.
Greg, tell me, how's the fitness regime going?
Well, it's going surprisingly well. I haven't, no alcohol or drugs have passed my lips for the entire run of the festival, which is, I think, the only time in my life that I've been out in the general population that I haven't had some kind of stimulant, other than my own genius, of course.
But aren't you taking them up the back door these days, Greg?
Shelving them. Shelving, that's called, apparently. Which I think is hilarious. No, I'm being very pure. I haven't found the Jesus yet, but if that happens, someone kill me.
You know, there's a lot of experimental theatre, a lot of innovative stuff going on over there. What have you seen that's impressed you?
I've seen a lot of really cool stuff. I've seen some really good theatre just during the day. Some really good, you know, like, because I like to see something really bleak and that makes me cry, and then I go and do my funny show. But I saw something the other night which was great called The Shitty Sock Puppet Theatre of Edinburgh, which implies that most cities have got a shitty sock puppet theatre. And the great thing about the title of the show was it was really accurate.
Now, can I ask, was that show on in a theatre or was that occurring in your own mind?
No, it was in a real theatre. Mind you, I'm a big fan of the sock puppet.
Yes, you do know your sock puppets, Fleety, because while you've been away, they've played the debate on Channel 10, where your sock puppets did a staring duet of Christmas in New York, the old Pogue song.
It was very good. I think I was sweating a lot and I couldn't breathe at that stage.
Yeah, we've never got so many emails from people demanding an explanation.
I just read something in a paper. Here, there's some guy in Adelaide if I get 10,000 like hits on my Face page or whatever it's called, my MySpace site, I'll name my kid Spider Pig if I get 10,000 hits. And the guy got 120,000 hits and then went, no, I'm not going to name my kid Spider Pig. And weirdly enough, he's named it Octopus Horse.
Fair enough.
Which is, yeah.
Hey, Greg, it's actually our 300th show today.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And at the beginning, they said, I bet they don't even make it to 250 shows.
And what do you think we should be doing to celebrate?
I think you should be in the ponchos. With those really cheap kind of newsagent paper cardboard kind of hats and those things you blow that unroll.
Well, anything we can do to turn our smile into a frown. Turn your jumper upside down.
Oh man, you saw the flaw in my plan. That was perfect until you pointed that out. Everyone was just going, yeah, because you get happy when you wear them.
Greg, thanks for signing in today, and good luck with the rest of your season.
No worries, big man. Don't give me any grease, man, and I'll chip you up there, Ken. You know what I mean, eh?
Oh, stop. Put Greg Fleet back on, please.
Okay. Sorry, that was one of my Irish-French friends talking.
He was wearing a jumper kilt.
Of course. He's been up-kilted.
All right. That made my feet move.
Cheers, Greg. See you in a few weeks.
See you, guys. Thanks a lot. Take care. And I'll bring back any topics.
Good to make contact with him. Sounds pretty good.
He does indeed, but business to get to next. Don't get this. Get this around the nation on Triple M. We're celebrating 300 shows. Let's have some celebration music.
Singlet for everyone.
That's right. No, the Bingo Bus is not coming.
Oh.
Miss Navarro is coming with his huge pulling power.
They're sticking with us through the 300.
Good on him.
Fantastic. 300. What is that movie, 300?
Have you seen that?
Well, yes. It's
based on that 300 Spartans story.
Yeah.
I saw 300 Spartans killed everyone in the whole world.
I saw Janine Garofalo say that on a scale of 1 to 10 in gayness looking, it raised 300.
Wow.
When she saw the short, wasn't very impressed. What about the Nissan Navarro? It's a huge 4x4.
Mm.
You get good looks. Mm. You can attack the weekend the way you might attack the working day.
Mm.
See, one, it's like Two-Face.
Oh, it's like, well, now you're with me. I know,
I'm Batman.
Okay.
Work day on one side,
yep.
Weekend on the other.
Yeah.
They haven't done Two-Face on the TV. It was too complicated for them to do the makeup.
They never did it,
I never had a crack at Two-Face. They just went, just get Liberace and have an evil twin brother. That's all we can afford.
So much easier.
Is that still going, that storyline?
No, I woke up late today, so I missed
it. Oh, wow.
Very upset with myself.
IQ for. Hey, we just made contact with Greg Fleet over at the Edinburgh Festival. Didn't get a lot of real information about what's going on. Have you got some news there?
Oh, yeah. It's one of those stories where I don't really have to do much to it.
Okay.
A dwarf performer, this is happening at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Couple of days.
A dwarf performer.
Well, he had to be rushed to hospital after his penis got stuck to a vacuum cleaner.
Yep. Right.
Is that part of the show?
I think, well, it was something, some sort of vacuum cleaner bit that he was doing. It went horribly awry. The main part of his act was for him to appear on stage with a vacuum cleaner attached to his member with a special apparatus.
Yeah.
The attachment broke before the performance. He tried to fix it using extra strong glue. Why would you even get involved with extra strong glue when you've got a vacuum cleaner?
So he's sitting there going, okay, I'm a dwarf. I've got this bit where I pretend I'm having sex with a vacuum cleaner.
Mm.
That's not going to make the news anyway. It's broken. If I glue it to myself, it'll never make the odd spot.
How is glue getting the vacuum cleaner off? Put some butter. Get, you know, the cause of life.
Still got to remove it.
extra strong glue.
Yeah, they don't have any cement.
Okay. What happened to it? A solid attachment, laughter, mortification, and hospitalisation.
5 stars! There's a government!
You know, you don't want to do that.
No.
You want to keep the vacuum cleaner away from the genitals. I'm telling you.
It's a foolish procedure. You don't want to hit a gold
there's a mess in Navarra to pull it off.
You certainly do. I'm sure they'll love that.
Yeah. Here's something we don't like on this show. Retailers who claim they're crazy and then turn out not to be.
Right. It's a blight.
Just banging it on.
Yeah, it's a blight on the bargain they peddle.
Banging it on for the ads, and then, once the ads stop, completely normal.
Unbelievable.
Listen to this. Crazy John does a lot to try and help us out with this. Mobile phone king Crazy John has launched a scathing tirade against some of his staff, accusing them of poor sales and inappropriate dress and behaviour. Several people have been sacked, with Crazy John blasting workers in one store for mucking around and flirting with each other while ignoring customers. Emails are going around that reveal Crazy John's staff are being regularly monitored by professional mystery shoppers, with Crazy himself personally checking the report. And in a military-style test called D-Day, employees are referred to as soldiers and given 10 minutes notice to answer 45 questions 100% correctly. Crazy.
What are the questions about?
Oh, it doesn't say. Some of you probably brain-stabbing bargains, most of them. So that, I don't know if that's, it's being pushed as, you know, a blight on Crazy John. It's sort of a negative story, really.
Yeah.
I think he's got to turn it into a positive.
I agree.
Just get some music under this story. That's all it needs. You watch MTV a lot.
You sure I do?
I'm always in the crib. Where else would I be?
Dropping it like it's hot. And Rich is always also in the crib, popping it like it's hot. So I don't know, but they're looking for new VJs.
Mm.
People who stand out the front, looking windswept.
Oh, yeah.
Presenting the Runs House Marathon.
Oh, you're thinking Rich?
No, I'm thinking me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I'm not a cool man.
Well,
I wouldn't be described as cool.
No. And on TV, they can see the range of foodstuffs around you.
Yeah, absolutely right. And tracksuits don't come up as well as you'd hope on your high glossy television. However, they're asking for auditions.
Yeah.
And so I thought I'd give it a crack. Here we go with my audition for MTV.
And if the outbreaks are still going in some states, it's get this around the nation,
brother.
On Triple M, Tony Martin, Richard Marsden, Ed Cavalese here, and of course it's our 300th show. We're not really doing anything differently. Podcast, well, it is up there now. I understand, Nikki. Here, podcast 118.
Matt Bauer. Star Lifted. It was meant to go up yesterday. We did finish it. Everyone busted a gut and then didn't go up. And I'm going, what's going on? So I call the guy at the podcasting department and he says,
I think you're more specific than that. I mean, I know it doesn't pass muster on this program, but I accept that.
Yeah, very confused. Didn't he have any pants on it at the same time?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's apparently all fixed now. So 118 is up with a bit of Lockie Hume and his date movie recommendation.
Yes.
Office Party's gone horribly wrong. Mm-hmm. I think there's a bit of beeping in there.
Mm-hmm.
Super Friends, Duct Tape Bandit, and Antiques Roadshow. That was especially fine. All up there now. But, you know, it's our 300th show.
Yeah.
We need some kind of... a bit of a sing-along.
Well,
a song that the listeners can get involved in. What is the song that you've got, Rich?
Tom Petty.
Yeah.
The Free Fallen.
Yeah, yeah. See, this is one for people in the cars, out in the street, sing-along, change the chorus to Free Balling.
Lovely.
So much fun. It's cathartic and you'll enjoy it.
Well, yeah. I'm glad you brought up 300 shows, fellas, and Tom Petty, because he's joined us in the studio sitting down there. He's pretty quiet before he gets started.
I hope he didn't hear me say that free-balling thing.
Oh, no.
He's probably distracted by the soup.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's having some soup. And he's asked if we would like to sing along to the first verse of the song.
John Law's style.
Coming to the chorus.
Well, I guess 300 shows, that's permitted.
Thank you, Tom. Take it away. 2, 3, 4.
We'll be right back.
me here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. It's our 300th show.
They're calling it Boghenge.
No, they're not. We're broadcasting, in fact, live from
Bolivia, is it? Bolivia.
All right. Obviously.
Well, it looks like there's something rotten in the state of the Netherlands.
Oh, you're just pushing buttons at random now, Reggie. Well, push one that gets us to the top of Talkback Mountain.
Oh, wow.
Recognize that? Hang on, what is that?
It's a band called The Quick.
Oh, yeah.
1980 Hip-Shaped Jerk. Hip-Shaped Jerk.
Right.
Chorus go.
Hip-Shaped Jerk. It's great fun. It's a good song. It's forgotten. I think it was only a hit in Australia, but they're an English dance pop duo.
Oh,
I don't know anything about The Quick.
No.
Might be confused with the American band of the same name.
No.
That's our topic today, son.
We wouldn't have employed you if we knew that you didn't know everything about The Quick. What is our topic? Well, 300 shows, and Matt Bircher has emailed in. He's one of our stoners.
Is he?
Oh. There's finally one of them has, you know, replied. It's taken them 3 weeks since you've been calling them that.
I've been sitting there typing
to find a pen.
Slowly.
You might as well call your podcast Podcast.
Oh, come on.
Oh. Okay. Excellent. Oh. Unquote from Maddie, and he's got two ideas for Talkback Mountain topics. Where is the strangest place you have listened to a Get This podcast? That might sound a bit sort of self-indulgent if we did that one.
Yeah, a little bit breakfast.
Yeah. Is it just... what about when facial hair goes wrong?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Not a bad idea.
You need sort of photographs to back it up.
Mm.
Those aren't bad. We'll put those on the griddle.
Mm.
See what they look like by the end of the week.
I've got an email here from Paul.
Yeah, what's Paul say?
Yes, that without knowing it, the listeners were up for suggesting the phone topic for today.
Yes.
They didn't realise they were in. And the winner is Paul. He's come up with a thing he sent in. He says that his friend just gave his mum for her birthday a copy of the Beer Fest DVD.
You mean Broken Lizard Beer Fest?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Why don't you do inappropriate gifts?
Oh, then we have done this before.
Some time ago, I remember.
It's a good one. Let's do it.
Okay, so that's what we're going to do. I'm trying to think. I've told this story before. I worked at a radio station in Auckland years ago where we had a whole lot of people, and this is very poor taste, but it did actually happen. Mm. I'll warn you. A lot of people in wheelchairs came to visit the station on a tour.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that. No. Perfectly normal.
No.
The program director has gone, oh, mate, better give him some. Mike, give him all a copy of the album of the week.
Which was?
Sadly, the album of that week was The Pretenders Learning to Crawl.
Somebody got sacked.
take great delight in trying to get my mother and I even closer than we already were. And one year...
Ross, this is still the room.
One year she got my mother for her birthday matching jumpers for our mother and I to try and encourage us to have to wear them. They had koalas on them. I think they might have been Coogee.
So I think booing is...
I think 300 shows again. This would be a special occasion, wouldn't you?
Where is it? Inappropriate presents, Mr. Marvin, have you given or received?
I'm not sure if this is inappropriate or just annoying.
Mm.
For a couple of years in a row for my auntie, I got Avon race car perfume, which is, you know, the male cologne that Avon used to make in the shape of a race car. The bottle. And her quote directly was, I noticed last time I was here you were a little bit whoopy.
That's true.
So my Avon race car should fix that up.
For all of our callers today, it's the Bar Jars Olden Days DVD.
Fantastic.
The Late Show presents Bar Jars in the Olden Days.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantastic DVD.
Mm.
It's in the shops now. But here's what happened. As you can see, the cover art
looks good.
I can't find a single spelling mistake.
Oh.
Now, they sent this to me for approval, you know, before it gets printed. So I went over it, you know, with the magnifying glass.
Yeah, that's fine. Nothing's wrong there.
Yes, you know. It's appropriately respectful to lucky girls.
Good.
And then what they don't send you, though, is the disc itself. They just sent me the test one. It was just a white disc. It didn't have the artwork that goes on to the disc, literally. Here's the one that's gone out to everyone in the shop. So have a look at that. Can you see the mistake? Just look at it. Barge is spelled correctly.
It says half past dead, Stephen Segal.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Is the aspect ratio wrong, Tone?
Have a look at the front. Yes. What does it say on the front at the top?
The Late Show presents.
Now look at the disc. What does it say?
Barjas presents the olden days.
Yeah, it's, but where the Late Show should be,
yeah,
just black.
Well, yeah, nothing presents.
See, obviously it's meant to be the Late Show presents. Oh. And they've just left out the actual name of the disc.
Yeah, it just says present.
It says present, and then there's a space there. So every one is technically a collector's item.
Fantastic.
Just to show you how they roll down the ABC.
I said Ernie Sigley presents, which is nice.
Oh, they're the gold edition.
How do they roll?
Nicely picked up, Rich. I've emailed them yesterday. The person responsible for printing the label.
Oh, yeah, you've got
the DVD department.
What happened, Tom?
I got back this email. This is the response. I am away from the ABC until September 2008.
Wow.
Another year before they can look at maybe fixing that up.
Fair enough.
But in the meantime, everyone's a collector's item.
Mm.
How would you like to get one for free? Call us out. Tell us about the inappropriate present you gave or received. 133353. Teenagers, My Chemical Romance, get this, Talkback Mountain, that's where we are. Today's topic, inappropriate presents, who's given or received. Ed Cavalier.
Hello there, Brad.
Hey.
There you go.
Inappropriate gift is a friend of mine, his mother was a bit of a hippie, and so he probably has a lot in common with Ed, and
sure, possibly. Keep going.
His, the inappropriate gift was one Christmas he gave him a book that he really wanted, but it was actually a book that was loaned from the local library.
I think we got him another present at the end of those 3 weeks.
Copy of Looking for Our Brandy. All right, Brad, thank you for your libelous comments about me being a hippie. And your fine story, you get yourself Barjas and the Olden Days on DVD, my friend.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Nice talking to you.
Hello, Jim, how are you?
G'day, guys, how's it going?
Excellent. Your present, sir?
There might have been a bit of a hidden message behind it. So my mother-in-law came across from NZ, and Tony, she's from Timaru.
Timaru, beautiful.
So I opened up the 30th birthday present after she left, because the date was afterwards, and it was a bottle of Nivea female body wash. Yeah, kinda. Out the back in the bin.
Up in the back in the bin. How nice. It would have been the larger family size, though.
It's actually a small one, believe it or not.
Actually, you know what it is, Jim? She was actually suggesting that, are you married to her daughter? Is that how it works?
Yes.
She was suggesting, because it's female body wash. She might have been suggesting that her daughter was in need, not yourself. You know,
or just suggesting a fun night for the two.
Either way, it's gross.
Right,
either
way. Okay. Hello to everyone living in Timaru, listening just up the road from Billaroo. I think you'll find.
No, tell me something. Is it Orcs or in Hobbit territory, Timaru?
Down south. That's more Isengard country.
Yeah, I had that sound about it. G'day, Kathy. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you.
Good. Your present?
Well, a bit of background. I am a lesbian, and the Christmas after I came out, my cousin gave me a book called How to Marry the Man of Your Choice. Not a husband.
You're saying that book doesn't work?
No, not for lesbians.
I'm shocked. Now, do you think he was trying to be funny, or was this a genuine George Costanza attempt to do a conversion?
No, she was genuinely Catholic and trying to help me out.
Well, there you go. Yeah, this book will do it.
Yeah, this will work. This is what she needs.
Kathy, probably the DVD for you. Lovely to
Fantastic,
talk to you.
Fantastic, thank you.
And the old book, and 17 Easter eggs.
Fantastic. Hello there, Matt, how are you?
Hello.
How you going, mate?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Excellent. Your present?
I had a sneaking suspicion that it was actually secondhand, a Dr. Phil book.
Which one?
Not the family first. I think whatever to get your life on track.
Whatever to get your life on track.
My 21st birthday, so
And
pretty pathetic.
Why do you suspect it might have been second-hand? Library card in the back?
No, just it looked like it had been read. A few of the pages were a bit crumpled, and, It looked like it literally had been read through first.
And did the person who gave it to you look like they had their life back on track?
Well, it's my older brother, and no. I think he should have kept on reading.
There you go. No, it doesn't work. I'll give it to him for a present. There you go.
All right, you've got yourself Bar Dance and the Olden Days on DVD.
Good on you, mate. And thanks, mate. And from Matt, we go to AJ. How are you?
There you go.
Excellent. What happened?
Yeah, well, I've got a mate who's been begging for a photo, 530 kilos.
Hang on a second, mate. So, AJ, say that again. You got attacked by some Daleks.
He's got he's about 130 kilos, me mate.
Yep.
And, yeah, so we decided to get in that Borat DVD.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it comes with that mantini.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, well, we decided after a few drinks he'd give it a bash, so, yeah, it was pretty funny for all the
girls.
Yeah, it wasn't good, eh?
Yeah.
I'm still pretty scared.
That was the first basket of fruit.
There we go. How lovely.
Very nice.
One good DVD deserves another.
I'm not sure if the mantini comes in extra, extra large.
No.
James Baker pushed it to the extent on the footy show.
Thank you, everyone.
Inappropriate presents. DVDs for everybody.
Very
and
nice.
You know what we need? We need more ideas on the show. No!
What?
We need ideas. Let's meet the author of them, Ryan Shelton, next.
You don't have to pay any money for entertainment in New York. Just start walking.
Yeah.
And preferably talking to yourself out loud.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. But when we were doing the show from an office in Times Square.
Pretty much.
So we were going to Times Square every day for work, which sounds great, but it's kind of like if you're in Melbourne, it's kind of like if you go to Melbourne for the first time, spending the whole time in Flinders Street.
Yeah.
Or Swanston Street. It's like, there's so much better stuff. Or I know there is.
Or you George Street in Sydney, any of the main drags.
George Street, so. Yeah.
What about Natters, though, just in the street, talking to stuff, singing,
yeah. Well, there's a lot of stuff up there, but I was one of them for right. Well, because I did, the piece that I did on the show, I went to a kid's summer camp, which is like for Broadway kids.
Yeah.
And so I was a Broadway kid for a week. And one of the jokes I did was I dressed up in like a cat's outfit, like this big lycra unitard. And I had to go to the location. I had to leave the office dressed up as the cat. So I walked straight through Times Square as a cat. So I was one of those weirdos that people look at me and go, oh, you know, you come to New York, you see all the weirdos. I was one of them.
Now, Benson, I walked 3 blocks singing The Sunny Side of the Street at the top of my voice. And it was like being invisible. It's the nearest you get to streaking, you know, if you don't want to nerd up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's great. It's a great place. I had a good time.
And great stuff. I saw you doing a musical where you were dressed as John Farnham. Mm-hmm. I thought, there's a man whose lifelong dream has come true, because I know you are a big John Farnham fan.
Huge John. That was a huge dream come true for me. It was so ridiculous, but I had a great time.
Someone told me, I think it was Richard Marsden, that he got into your car. And you were giving him a lift somewhere.
Yes.
And you turned on the ignition and it was queued up to the chorus of Too Strong,
Huh?
Obviously, you queued it up for an in-car sing-along.
Yeah, no, I have different songs queued up for whoever comes in the car with me. I was hoping Rich would be inspired to be the second Strong Heart.
Now, I'm thinking just ideas. We're going to get to the right ideas. I've got one for you. Why don't you change your name to Ryan LaRock?
Have you thought about that? I haven't thought about that, but now this is Russell Crowe.
Yeah, I've said this on the show. A lot of people think I'm making it up. Go to Google. It's safe for word. Type in this phrase, Russ. That's one word. And then the second word is LaRock. L-E-R-O-Q. That's what he was called.
He was.
I lived in Auckland in the early 80s, and there'd be singles in the shop, 45s. With Russell Crowe in a leather jacket leaning moodily against an alleyway, and the name of one of the singles was I Want to Be Like Marlon Brando by Russ LaRock.
That is just.
And it's ROQ as well.
I know, we were just talking about this, and I love things. Whenever I hear names like that, or I hear, you know, clever band names or product names, whatever they are,
certain
advertising agencies thought of, or like a new singer thought of, I always love thinking about that moment where they came up with the name. And how happy, like, to think of how happy Russell Crowe was at that moment when he thought, LaRock. I'm not spelling it R-O-C-K, though.
What?
It's R-O-Q.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's going to blow people's minds.
The Bridges. You guys happy with that?
Thanks, mate.
I mean, I ask. Well, I remember when I was living there, there was a similar thing to that, because I love, you know, product names like Hubba Bubba. When do they think of those?
Mm.
And there was a guy who, I used to go to work about 6 in the morning, and I was passed every day by a guy driving a huge truck that had on the side of it, Misty Yoggle Boggle.
Cool.
And the guy was just a bit, I'm sure he didn't have to be up that early, it's just he didn't want anyone to see him driving the Mr. Yoggleboggle truck.
Yeah.
Stuck down a bit in the cabin.
I love a name that instantly tells you what the company's about. That's obviously
clear. Oh, yes.
I'll think about it, but I'm sure it's about something about cleaning or moving or something.
I think it's yoghurt.
Yoggle.
That great scene in Hudsucker like Proxy where they're trying to come up with a name for the hula hoop. And you just see two silhouetted figures against the advertising agency window. The Shazamator. Around the world. The funniest names, other names for hula hoops you can think of.
I'm sure that really goes on. It's called a blue sky session.
Oh, yeah.
We often have them in the boardroom. Look, we've got to get to the right ears. Let's do that soon. I'll get this. Just follow me. Thank you very much. Green Day with a bit of John Lennon at the end. How's the George Harrison coming along, Mr. Marsden?
Not too bad, thanks.
It's getting there.
I'm clearly growing the Paul Lennon moustache.
Oh, he's working on a Paul. Forget John Lennon. Paul Lennon.
Mm-hmm.
That's who we're focusing on. It's our 300th show here at Get This on Triple M. Ryan Shelton is with us.
Happy birthday.
He works with Mr. Marsden.
I'm very
impressed to see you revive his acting career on Road.
Someone had to do it. It's just the only reason I'm there. I saw talent and I grabbed it. And I want to make this kid a star.
He's like your Burt Reynolds and you're the Boogie Nights director.
You know what I'm
saying?
Bring
him back.
I spotted him. He showed me his package. I was like, yeah, you've got to be on television.
You got it. Whatever it is, you got it.
Yeah, you know, the anticipation is growing. What's in the bag that you brought in?
All right, well,
Now, when I was on here last, I've been asking you to, because I'd always wanted to see Gary Shandling's show.
Which you can't get on DVD.
Can't get it anywhere. There's a little bit on YouTube, but not that much at all. And obviously, I mean, I should have guessed, you've obviously taped the first time.
I stayed up till 4:30 in the morning for several weeks in a row on Channel 9 in the middle of the 80s. Yeah, Series 1 and 2. It's a great comedy show from the 80s.
Well, no, I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
Ah, okay.
But because my dad's helped me out here.
Yes.
He has helped me futurize. Futurize your VHS.
Oh, you've moved it up to beta?
No.
To DVD.
Oh, yeah. I did request my dad to put the ads in, but he couldn't fit it on the DVD. So
he didn't go and remove all the ad breaks.
He's removed every ad break.
Oh, what a beautiful gesture! Thank you very much.
So it's from myself and my dad Alan, and these are the actual tapes.
Oh wow! Well, they go straight to the National Sound Archive to be stored.
So yeah, so I've got my own copy as well. So I'll be watching.
That's beautiful. What a great show. I mean, I've still got, this is how out of touch I have. I'm still on the Laserdiscs. I still have Laserdiscs.
Really?
And I saw recently on The Simpsons, there was a great episode where they went to the dump, or the tip, and there was just a huge pile of VHS cassettes, and then they went along further, there was a huge pile of Laserdiscs, and then went a bit further, and it was just a blank area with a sign saying reserved for DVD.
Yeah, because it's Blu-ray, isn't it? Blu-ray.
But is it Blu-ray? Is it HD? Which one are people plumping for? See, it's the new VHS beta.
What do you know about Blu-ray, Rich?
I know absolutely nothing. I mean, is it related in any way to... Is it like a smaller version of DVD? Is that right?
It's the same size. It looks like a DVD, but I think it's a smaller laser.
Yeah.
So the laser that reads it is smaller. So that means the groove can be smaller, so you can fit more in a disc.
Oh, right. So you fit a whole series of The Sopranos on one disc.
Probably.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So you know how, like, on DVD, it's a real red ray.
Yeah.
The new ones. You know what color they are?
Is it a Blu-ray?
It is a Blu-ray.
Right. Not just a clever name.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. And, of course, you were perving at the Late Show Presents Barjas in the olden days.
Mm. I'm excited about to watch this.
That's now heavily remarked. But I don't think we achieved our dream of having more hidden content than actual content. We came close.
That would be a fantastic thing.
With the Easter eggs. Do you get into the Easter eggs on the DVDs?
I love them. Well, we put out our Real Stories DVD.
Yes.
And we've got like three Easter eggs on that one.
Right.
And I love Easter eggs. I enjoy... They've almost become the new special features.
Yes.
So special features are like expected.
Mm.
But then you've got to have the extra features for as Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Like, next they'll be like, you have to hatch the Easter egg. Then inside the Easter egg, they go, special features in there.
I did that. Appropriately enough, on the Bad Eggs DVD,
right,
which I think you can get very cheaply, is often in bins out of the run from JB, there's an Easter egg within an Easter egg. Within an Easter egg, within an Easter egg.
No.
I don't think that's ever been done before.
I don't think so.
Always striving for quantity.
You know,
yeah. I'm going to search for that.
I played the Passion of the Christ DVD the other day. Ironically, no Easter eggs. Very frustrating.
You would think, you know, you never run out the drum, but forget for himself.
There should have been a hallelujah on that one.
All right, enough of this nerd talk. Let's get out into the real world and talk ideas. Nay, Rideas.
Mm.
Because, Ryan, you know, there's still a fair bit to go before the end of the series of Rome, I'm guessing.
I think there's a little bit. I think we're just over halfway.
All right, so they're going to need more of them. Do you think our listeners will come good today?
Absolutely.
They're full of it, aren't
they? What?
Let's tap into it next.
They employ up to 600 girls.
Around the nation. Ryan Shelton is with us for our 300th show. We're not doing anything particularly special, Ryan, because you shouldn't really, you know, it's like making a big issue of your 87th show. Mm. You should wait till 500 before you bung something on.
Well, you got me on.
Oh, yeah,
well, that's a celebration in itself, surely.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about ideas. We want to do that because I know your segment is really kicking goals on road, but, you know, like I say, everyone should be able to come up with a right idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know Marsden's been pushing for a segment on that show called Mars Discoveries,
Thanks very much for that.
And
idea stuff.
Never going to get up, mate. My own Martinovations hasn't really taken off here. And as for Cavalonceps, I don't even...
That is pushing it.
But, you know, we do come up with good ideas on this show. I've been floating one since the 80s and I've had no bites for my tea bags with the sugar already in them.
Don't you think that's a good idea?
That's a great idea. One and a half, two.
That is a good idea.
As we always say, Tones, people don't want to drink a hot cup of ones or twos.
All right. Okay, I can see the floor.
You had some ideas, though, haven't you, Ed? Floating a few ideas.
Well, Borgus was
that was great.
Yes.
Idea that we're camping. This is people sending in photos of themselves dressed as the Borg from Star Trek for a whole month. And we want it the pissier the better. We don't want people to go to too much trouble. There's a beauty, I don't know if you found it, of a bloke who's just got one of those big things that, you know, computer memory deals that you have next to your computer in the 90s at work.
Is this the gentleman you mean, Tony?
Who is that?
Justin Brown is in the lead at the moment. Have a look at that. He's got an old Toshiba 486.
What's his name
is Justin Brown. It's the Just Innovation.
It is.
Guess what they're playing for?
What's that?
First prize in Borg. In the Borg.
August?
Yeah, is.
Have a guess.
The opportunity to play the character in the new film.
Oh, wouldn't that be good? Just with that on his head. That'd be fantastic.
J.J. Abrams would be into that massively, I reckon.
Well, no, right. It's a remote-controlled helicopter.
Yeah. Oh.
Guess what the second prize is?
What?
Slightly smaller remote-controlled helicopter.
Just the tad smaller.
But I wonder if the bigger one is bigger better with a remote-controlled helicopter.
That's right.
Do they go higher?
You can climb onto the bottom of it and go places.
You know, we were playing with a remote control helicopter once. We were down at the park. And
really?
And a friend of mine bought one.
Uh-oh.
And it is the most fun you can have.
Really?
Within 2 meters of a product. It is so awesome. It goes up. It's impossible to control. Basically, you've got 5 seconds of fun until it crashes. But if you just keep pressing, you know, you get excited. You just keep pressing it up. And it keeps going up. So I wonder if I can go higher. And you just keep going and it crashes into a tree.
Brilliant.
Because I have to look forward to.
Yeah, that's what they're competing for. Another ride, Dean. You got one for
A disguise, but with a Ryan flair, so the disguise, which is for people when they're leaving court and they're filmed by news crews and they're trying to hide their face.
Yes.
So what I've created for Ryan to promote is a mask with hardcore pornography on it. That way, when it's on the TV, they have to pixelate it.
Yeah, you really are a person of interest.
I like that. They have to pixelate it.
Great.
You don't have to hide anything over your face.
That's fantastic.
Okay. I'm going to show you that in the 5 o'clock news.
You'd be in trouble with Lowy on Ralph TV, though.
That's
what
I'm going to be showing.
Stealing it again.
Let's see that exit again.
Now, how about this one, right? Rice Bubbles. Mm. It's a breakfast cereal made of ice cubes. In your image.
Oh, okay.
Nice. I forgot that it really should have the word rye in it somewhere.
And
you can really crowbar it in, listeners.
Yeah, well, that's when things start getting a little bit slow at the end of the year, and I'll start doing rye bubbles or
Rye-bina.
Wow.
Oh, look, they're chomping at the bit. I can feel it. Want to meet the listeners with their ideas?
Wait, I need some.
Call us now, 1-3-3-5-3.
We're celebrating our 300th show here at Get This on Triple M
with cheap wine and Rye Deers,
because Ryan Shelton is here. Great segment on Rove, an occasional segment. Is that what it's called?
It's an occasional, semi-regular.
I know a lot of people are tuning just for that segment.
About that?
Sorry, it's just holding for them.
No.
So I just turned into Shane Bourne for the word occasional.
Well, speaker, who's got a Rye Deer for us?
Hello, Rain Man.
G'day, how are you going?
Excellent, your Rye Deer.
My idea is called Rye Spray. How this works is you always have flies and they always fly near the windows. Mm-hmm. So Rye Spray kills the fly and it also has window cleaner in it.
It's not practical.
Well, don't mix it in your drink.
All right, fair enough.
I'm thinking that everyone who's called in is going to have to get some kind of prize, because these ideas are sounding good. Something from downstairs, Mr. Cavalier.
One of the Chances DVDs, perhaps.
The Chances DVD? How does that suit you, sir?
That sounds quite excellent indeed. I wasn't expecting anything, so that's great.
Right, beautiful. Right. Some TNA coming your way, sir. All right, then. Hello. Mark, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Excellent, your idea.
mate. This is a bit of a theme on an old thing. It could be a ride-on mower.
Oh, yes.
And it could have black sheepskin seat covers. And obviously, you just have to rebrand it as yourself. So that's why we've got the sheepskin. We need a fluffy guy hanging from probably the steering wheel.
And Mark, are you seeing this sort of crossing over from just mowing lawns to being sort of an ordinary street vehicle?
Oh, yeah, I think something you could take down to the shopping centre and just park it in the... actually, you could probably take it up the escalators right into the shopping centre.
Yeah, you could probably sound like you get off it. Sounds like a magical mower.
Yes! Why not take someone up the escalator? Beautiful.
I like it.
Cool. Going next with a Ridea.
Sam, how are you?
Not bad yourself, guys.
Excellent. Your Ridea?
It's called a WAND. Basically, you release a series of bands, but they'd only be designed to play for the support act, you know, for a major act. But you'd call them all different medical ailments. So that way, you'd have to go, this week, Bob Dylan's playing with laryngitis.
Oh, yeah. Good idea. Good idea.
It was like we were talking about recently, the late Cecil Dean Murgatroyd, who had a band called The Other Wankers, so that it would just be on the bottom of the poster, and The Other Wankers.
Beautiful. That's an excellent idea.
Thank you, Sam.
Another one like that is some people in America who wanted to call their movie Closed for Renovations. So that on the plastic letters and the cinemas that they have in America. Great idea. And in that, just one more of those, myself and Mick Malloy were refused permission to call one of our albums Reduced to Clear. There's so many good writing. Who's got another one?
Hi, Rob.
G'day, how are you, boys?
Excellent, mate. Your idea?
I reckon you should get a photo of yourself surfing, Ryan, then get Rich Mombasa to paint it and produce a whole bunch of Hawaiian shirts.
These are very good ideas, considering people had one Cold Chisel song to do it. Beautiful. Bright.
And what is that Cold Chisel song called Cheap Iron?
Oh, here you go. Jeez, let him go. Just bang, bang, bang. Keep on going. Have we got a prize for this man?
Yes, you have to be him.
Everyone's getting dancing today. Courtesy Umbrella Entertainment. More ideas, please.
Hello there, Mick. How are you?
I'm very well.
Your idea, sir?
I want to get Ryan into publishing. I don't know if you've been following the news in Korea, but Ling Ling has had some issues. She's a panda over there. And she can't get pregnant, and they've been showing them the male panda pornography.
Is it so true? Panda porn.
Wow.
So I want to start Rye Boy.
Which is?
Which is like Playboy, but with Ryan. That's kind of panda.
Let's not narrow the market too much there.
Fantastic.
And Mick, what kind of alluring spread are you seeing for Ryan? What kind of setting do you think would be best displaying his wares?
I'm thinking naughty nurse.
Oh yeah.
Possibly some rubber.
Yeah. Is that okay? The rubber nurse. It's a great idea.
Thank you, Mick. Ryan will be doing the rubber nurse.
This week over ideas.
Thank you, Mick. That's great.
Fantastic. DVDs for everybody.
Fantastic.
And next up, what have we got next? We need something. You know, the future. You know, ideas are all very well for now, but what about ideas for the future?
What about them? Canvas them next on Get This.
Hardway, Thirsty Mercury, Get This around the nation on Triple M. What a celebration of 300 shows we're enjoying today with Ryan Shelton. Can you feel the magic in the studio?
I feel like Spartans.
There are 300 of them.
Well, I tell you what we might do is let's go back in time. Mm-hmm.
So this is something that happened on the show last year.
Back in time for a glimpse of the future.
Just
love thing from Get Big.
Lyrical romancer, down with the pantser. Charles Dance, Otto Fish, the country friend.
Thanks a lot.